This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Congress returns from Thanksgiving break tomorrow with the task of passing another round of coronavirus stimulus front and center. House Democrats are trying to push through a broad $2 trillion plan, while Senate Republicans are pushing a targeted $500 billion bill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they need to get some form of aid passed. Representative French Hill says a bill should have already gone through. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that one of the most important things Congress can do right now is let state governors spend the money they've already been given through the CARES Act.
And we need to get this done. We need to extend the Paycheck Protection Program for our small businesses. We need to give our governors flexibility to spend the CARES Act money that they have. And that's critical because that date ends 12/31 of this year.
Congressional leaders will also need to agree on a spending bill to fund the government by December 11th. Negotiators had hoped to be able to settle on a budget bill for all of 2021, which looks unlikely, with less than 2 weeks to hammer out an agreement before the deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Students in the nation's largest school district will soon be back in the classroom. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Sunday that the city's public schools will reopen for pre-K students on December 7th, with schools serving students with special educational needs opening on December 10th. Middle and high school students will return to in-person learning at a date yet to be determined. The district had closed its doors about 2 weeks ago as COVID cases in the city spiked. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that reopening schools is a sound strategy as far as the data is concerned. He tells ABC This Week that the focus should be on keeping schools open while restricting bars, restaurants, and activities that contribute to community spread.
So if you mitigate the things that you know are causing spread in a very, very profound way, in a robust way, if you bring that down, you will then indirectly and ultimately protect the children in the school, because the community level is determined how things go across the board. So my feeling would be the same thing. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected.
And the NFL has fined a pair of teams over violations of the league's coronavirus protocols. The New England Patriots were fined $350,000 for not following protocols during a mini-outbreak that sidelined stars Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. The New Orleans Saints were fined $500,000 and docked a 2021 seventh-round draft pick, drawing a harsher penalty as a repeat offender. Both the team and head coach Sean Payton have been previously fined for failure to follow protocols. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, happy Thanksgiving to you. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We're talking with the author of the book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late. Dr. Alex McFarland joins us now. Alex, good to have you with us. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. It's always an honor to be on. I have such a great appreciation for you, and I'm thankful for the relationship we have doing radio and serving together sometimes.
Well, I am as well, Alex, and really, and you humble me, and I'm grateful for you. Thank you so much. Alex, America right now, we're celebrating a rather strange Thanksgiving holiday like one we've never experienced before. And it's as if the country somehow has been forced to abandon its constitutional standing. What is going on here?
Wow. Well, you know, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And, you know, I know that to talk about some of the things you and I talk about, you have to really take a view of history and take into account that ideas and behaviors have consequences. But, Bill, I honestly believe the turmoil constitutionally, culturally, the economic vacillations and just the pressure we're under, and I want to talk about some of the correspondence I've gotten from people around the world that follow what I do and follow our nation. And
isn't that amazing? I got to tell you, I as well. I'm getting emails from around the world. People are freaking out what they're hearing about and what they're seeing here in America. I mean, from Paris, France, from, you know, and I got friends in Central America, from Cuba, and that. I mean, they just cannot believe what's happening in America. And they're actually, I mean, you know, they're very frightful because they're going, America, if America is new at this time, the communists will come out with a vengeance like you can't even imagine.
Exactly. You know, about 15 years ago, I was on a panel discussion. I was working for James Dobson at that point, and I was on a panel discussion at a university. And does the name David Noble ring a bell?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You probably know Dr. Noble.
Right.
Well, it's interesting. You know, George W. Bush was still president, I believe, when I was at this thing. And, you know, those of us that were in the evangelical world, and we think, okay, we have Bush in the White House and, you know, Billy Graham's on TV. We got this.
Right.
Well, David Noble said, folks, watch. The big threat is not even immorality or pornography. Those things are bad. You know, he said the biggest threat on the horizon is socialism, which will pave the way for communism.
Right.
And now this is 15 years ago, and I'm thinking, socialism? No way. This is capitalistic America. The economy is booming. And, you know, I'm getting calls from friends, like you say, in France and Europe and Israel. And part of the reason that the rest of the world is gravely concerned, because look, if the gold standard for political political stability is gone, that is America, then I really think the world could be dangerously close to descending into a dark, deep police state globally that will pave the way for the Antichrist.
Well, we see what's happening already in communist China, what they've been doing to the Uyghurs there in East Turkestan. Alex, I mean, it is terrible, you know, what's happening in other parts of the world and how the Chinese have been moving. I was having a discussion with someone earlier, and I said, China's not interested just in China. I mean, they're interested in becoming the world force. They want to replace America, but replace America in such a powerful and dramatic way that the world's head would be spinning.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. And, you know, economically, it's been growing and growing and growing. America has been a superpower. I remember when I was in college 30 years ago, mm-hmm. Just shortly before I became a believer in Christ, professors I had that were just extremely leftist, they would sneer and sarcastically say, you know, America, we're not supposed to be the world's policemen. Mm. Well, the reason we have been the greatest engine of benevolence, and yes, we have been the nation that has gone into places. You know, we've engaged in nation building, mm. and we've fought wars to prevent the spread of communism. And we've tried to help nations that didn't have the moral, spiritual, or governmental infrastructure. We've tried to help them build a stable society. Why? For the betterment of the human condition.
Exactly.
Now, Bill, all the leftists, if we go into an Afghanistan or a developing nation and we try to help at our own personal expense, mm-hmm. you know, the leftists will say, you know, well, we need to get out. We're not, you know, colonialists. No. But we have done what we've done, not for economic interest. It costs money and it costs
exactly.
lives.
Mm-hmm.
We've done what we've done to try to better the human condition by introducing morality mm-hmm. and stable representative government and thereby civil rights for all. But
And Alex, just a minute, I want to pause on this moment because the people need to grasp what you're saying here because it's so key. It's not like America just bowled our way in there. The fact of the matter is that you had the people of these countries, a percentage of these people going, look, we want what America wants. We want freedom. We want to have peace in our streets. And we've got all this anarchy taking place. Can you help us? So in many cases, America was invited in. Yes, there's some other story. I mean, that's a simplified approach to it. But still, in many cases, America was invited in to help. And what does America do? I mean, we're the people that on 9/11 go running up the stairs to save others. We're the people when an international travesty happens that we collect money. We send the Red Cross. We send materials and support. We send missionaries there. Right? Yes, I mean, this is the heart of America. This is what we do. Now, sometimes it is misrepresented because there are some political forces that are self-interested and they do misrepresent the heart of America. But the fact of the matter is that the wiring of this country that is inherently so grateful and thankful is always the first to run to any kind of tragedy that happens anywhere in the world. Is that fair to say?
That's absolutely fair to say. Let me say this, Bill. I'm 56 years old, and I'm very blessed. The Lord's been really good to me. From really poverty in North Carolina, growing up on a chicken farm, to never dreamed I would get an education, never dreamed all the stuff that the good Lord has done for me. But at 56, I calculated that I've spent at least 10 years of my life sleeping in somebody else's home or bed or dorm or literally sleeping on the dirt floors of Africa, sleeping on the ground. So traveling, you know, there's been at least a decade of my life that I've been away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my point, Bill. When I'm in a developing nation and I'm in South America or I'm in Africa, and I'm in a third world country, and you come into a village where there's a well, mm-hmm. and there's water, or there's a hospital and there's medicine, yeah. or there's a school and there's literacy.
We're going to pick it up from there. We've got to go to break. More from Alex McFarland after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Dr. Alex McFarland continues with us. He's the author of the book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late. Alex, sorry for the interruption. Had to go to break, but I want you to pick up your story. You know, you were telling us about near 10 years of your life you spent in other people's homes, and what you've noticed in, you know, as a missionary in some of these countries that you served in, there were certain priorities for them, right?
Exactly. Well, whenever you find water, schools, hospitals, it's always the Red Cross, Samaritan's Purse, Compassion International, World Help, you know, these Christian agencies. Okay, Bill, why, when I'm in a developing nation, I've never come upon a well that was dug by Democrat Socialists of America, People United for the Separation of Church and State, American Atheists, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the ACLU. Whenever you find benevolence, you find something done selflessly for the good of the human condition.
Yes.
And yes, these agencies go in and they do the most liberating thing that you can do. They also talk about Jesus Christ and how you can have a relationship with the true and living God. Mm-hmm. And that can revolutionize entire cultures.
Exactly.
But, I mean, you think about this, folks. As AOC and the Squad and Kamala Harris, these are godless people. They do not know the true and living God. They do not acknowledge the Judeo-Christian moral code that our nation and the Western world was built upon. They for sure don't acknowledge the rule of law in the U.S. Constitution. You know, why is it that crowd is not for principled capitalism and morality and family and church? Therefore, big government, the statism, government is God, is because they've attached themselves to something that they feel is an ultimate thing, socialism, but it's false.
Well, that's their new theocracy and their new God. They've exchanged the truth for a lie and bought into something that history has proven time and again is unsustainable. The reason that you have other people passionately promoting the salvation of Jesus Christ, because experientially, Alex, and personally, we've not only experienced the benefit from it, but all that God said was going to happen that is consistent with his promise. It continues to be that way. It is sustainable, but those things are only sustainable through Christ. We're not going to have them sustainable through a government, through a personality. It's never happened. It is part of the lie that people buy into, and then next thing you know, the trap is set, and the guillotine falls, and it's too late.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, in my book, The Assault in America, Bill, I document how socialism was tried and abandoned 80 times before 1900 in the USA. And I'm talking places like New Harmony, Indiana, and other communities where they tried to instigate this socialist utopia.
Right.
At best.
Right. Well, the pilgrims tried it, didn't they? When they first came to Plymouth, I mean, they thought that was going to work until you found out that there were people that didn't want to work. They wanted the benefits of somebody else's labor. And then, you know, fortunately, the assigned governor said, no, we're going to do this a little bit different. And we entered into a free market capitalistic system. And of course, it was onward and upward from there.
Well, Pilgrim Edward Winslow and William Bradford,
yes,
they realized the best way for people to take care of what they had and, you know, get up early and work hard to put food on their own table was to introduce private property ownership rights.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? And so that's been, you know, part of the genius of capitalism and really entrepreneurialism. And, you know, we're so blessed here in America, but we stand to lose it. And I will tell you, I'm just going to say it. You know, 50 years ago when we began to deviate from our moral code and our conscience, and we began to say, look, you can abandon your family for any reason, no fault divorce, you can abort your baby, and it's just a matter of privacy. And then we said, okay, we'll redefine marriage, and homosexuality is commensurate with heterosexual monogamy. Part of the reason, like I said, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, we hang in the balance. And I want to say to everybody listening, just like if you can't reconcile your checkbook and you do the math and it will not work out, you've got to go back and find out where you introduced the error, and then you've got to correct.
Yes.
And we must have a moral and spiritual awakening in this country, or Bill, you and I will probably live long enough to see the U.S. Constitution abandoned.
It's pretty much near abandoned right now. We're seeing this in this legal fight for this current election. And, you know, without that, just like without, you know, the doctrine of the church and our belief in God and holding to his promises, as you said, as soon as the country turned its back on God, it released itself from the moral foundation. And anchors, you know, to our relationship with God and our behavior. And look what's happened. As you said, it's been absolute chaos. But, you know, the thing is God is always faithful. And I believe this to be the case, Alex. And I was having this conversation with Jonathan Kahn a couple of months ago. And I said, Jonathan, you know, we pray God's will be done. We have to understand that it's God's will. It's not our will. We may have an idea of how this could work, but, God's ways are much higher than ours, and his ultimate will be the perfect will. And whether we will see the demise of the country, we're seeing already it being shattered, and we can look back and see, just like the Jews did when, you know, when they were seeing the judgment coming upon their land and their temple was being torn down and they were being transported out of the country and into Babylon and Assyria, they started realizing some, not all of them, some of them is that, you know, we deserve this. And I think this is what America is coming to realize more and more, especially people of faith. And this is why, you know, the one thing I notice, Alex, we probably have more people in the country praying, you know, praying for this country and praying for God's mercy right now, because we're seeing what's happening. I mean, America is becoming unhinged right now.
Well, I agree. I agree. Do you remember the book? It was written many, many years ago. It was called The Light and the Glory.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Marshall,
yes.
And David Manuel. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Great book, phenomenal book, and it talks about how America is really a covenant nation.
Yes.
Which is interesting because in the aftermath of the Protestant Reformation, and you know, we're talking 500 years ago, but in Britain, there were many ministers that were also lawyers. In fact, very often attorneys were also theology professors. And there were Johannes Althusius and Edward Coke, who really mentored Roger Williams, who was a Baptist preacher who came to the colonies, and he founded Rhode Island, and he named the first town Providence, as in the providence of God.
Yes.
But they believed, Coke and Althusius said, someday, if a nation were built on the principles of Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments, you know, rather than the laws of man and a monarchy, how about if there were a nation that on the books was written the laws of God, and everyone is accountable, and they govern themselves.
Mm.
You know, G.K. Chesterton, 100 years ago, he said, if man can't control himself with the Ten Commandments, he'll have to be controlled from without by the 10,000 commandments,
amen.
Meaning
amen.
Endless laws.
Without a doubt. We got to leave it there and to be continued in our ongoing conversation with Dr. Alex McFarland, author, culture expert, author of the book, The Assault on America. Alex, as always, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
I appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving, Bill.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez here, and we've got Lou Euler with us. Yes, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. He joins us now. Hey, Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
I am doing well. I'm doing a lot better, and you are, than the vote counting system of America. This has become just a disgrace that a nation as leading as ours can't get vote counting right.
Well, exactly. I mean, obviously, things have been manipulated, as President Trump reported that Dominion, this voting system that we knew going into it was problematic. I mean, even the Democrats, Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren, were complaining about it. And it makes you wonder where the FBI and the CIA, where's Gina Haspel on this? I mean, even Sidney Powell says she ought to be fired immediately for dereliction of duty in allowing this voting system to be implemented in this 2020 election. According to Trump, Dominion deleted some 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. Data analysis finds that 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Joe Biden. 941,000 Trump votes were deleted, and states using Dominion voting systems switched some 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden. I mean, there's just a little bit of smoke here, and there's an attorney who's put together, Robert Barnes, who's a famed constitutional civil rights and tax attorney. He's got a website called hereistheevidence.com, and he cited 69 different instances of election, what we want to call irregularities. This is an incredible site, and it's quite impressive. I mean, this is a site that the mainstream media is not going to send our listeners to, and so our listeners get benefit of listening to the show where we are committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. And when you have a situation where Trump received 7 million more votes last time, and and it still is having these kinds of problems. When down ballot, the Republicans just went crazy and won all kinds of systems.
We had 12 House seats. 12 House seats that got, you know, that Republicans won. How does that happen, Lou? When you look at that, you consider that 56% of the country prior to the election, when they were asked the question by Gallup, 56% said, in fact, they were better off today than they were 4 years ago.
With all
the positive things that this president has done on behalf of its citizens and this country at every level, national security, the economy, just go right down the list, even in combating COVID-19 with Operation Warp Speed, we've got vaccines that are here on the cusp of being ready to be distributed. This is all done by this president, and we're going to say, oh, no, that wasn't good enough. You're over. We want Joe Biden, which was, somebody that we experienced with 8 years under Obama that gave us an economy that was loaded with malaise, so much so that Jimmy Carter looked like a hero by comparison, right? And so
that's right. And you know, on the front of the bad ballots in areas, in many areas, Pennsylvania, et cetera, they were discovering ballots that had just the presidential category marked for Biden. And if you talk to experts on elections, the recorders and all the rest in the local, they say they almost never get a ballot that has just got one person marked.
Yes.
People go down the ballot and mark the measures and lower levels, et cetera. So those are presumptively false and illegal ballots that have been manufactured by the Dominion Group and others. So, you know, the bottom line for us is this. In the key states, about 7 of the 8 that we're looking at, Republicans control the legislature. And as we get close to the December cutoff for voting for the electors, it is going to be up to the strength of the Republican state legislators to stand tall and vote right and override the nonsense that we've been confronting.
Well, you're exactly right. We're going to find out who has a backbone and who doesn't. We're already seeing that already as you see some Republicans folding. President Trump had to send one of his appointees, to the exit door because he didn't want to support a free and fair election and came up with some sort of gobbledygook that there was no evidence of voter fraud. I mean, my goodness, I mean, on that website alone that I mentioned earlier, Lou, 69 instances, and these are just general things. Now, there are some activist judges that have listened to individuals who have contested and said, look it, I got a problem. Well, the judge, you know, what it seems to be in their decision, they're taking into account that, oh, well, your measly little complaint would only alter about 5 votes. It wouldn't change the vote anyway, so the court's not going to bother to deal with this. But this isn't about 5 votes. This is about the integrity of the election process and the signs of corruption. Are we going to allow it to continue? Because there have been so many things that we've turned a blind eye to and allowed to continue to such a degree, Lou, that all these institutions that heretofore we've counted on, it's been clearly revealed to us that they are massively corrupt, and we can no longer trust these institutions.
That's right. They have been, they've demonstrated that they're subject to gaming by the most thoughtful underhanded people who can use the system to their advantage. So that's why we have to come down to what the Constitution allows, what the framers of the Constitution decided upon, and that is the Electoral College, and let our legislators make those decisions and straighten this out. You know, this business of talking about Biden as the presumptive president, and why doesn't the current president, why doesn't Trump acknowledge that, et cetera, is just such total nonsense in light of the way our system should be working.
Exactly.
That it's just crazy.
Well, the bottom line is he hasn't been certified, and the votes are still being counted. It was Dwight Eisenhower, former president, who said only Americans can hurt America. And I think the reverse is true as well, Lou, and this is your heart, and I know it's always been, that only Americans can help America. And this is where we are right now, is that we can either hurt or we can help. And that's what that's the crossroad that we're in right now, as uncomfortable as it may be. Process and democracy, sometimes it can get dirty, and you got to get down, you got to roll up your sleeves, and you got to do some hard work for the sake of democracy, and in this specific case, for the sake of a free and fair election. Otherwise, hey, we'll just count on the system here, this Dominion software and Smartmatic software, and this Dominion voting system, and allow that system that continued to elect the likes of Cesar Chavez and Maduro in Venezuela and other communist countries. We'll just utilize their machinery to run a supposedly free and liberated America.
No, you're absolutely right. And the byproduct of buying into this corrupt election system is to essentially destroy the tax reform and other great policies, trade and foreign policy and military policy that President Trump has adopted. And we're going to throw that out the window. So that's what's at risk if we don't do this election correctly and if our state legislators don't do their job under the Constitution.
Lou Euler has been our guest, the founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, you're awesome to be with us most weeks, and I just am so grateful for your commitment to join us in pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Thank you, pal. Appreciate it.
You bet. Our pleasure.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on
a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Clay Clark, also a show host, and was in a very unique position to interview attorney Lynn Wood. And it was quite provocative, huh, Clay?
Yes. It's interesting. Kim Clement, the famous Christian prophet that said mm-hmm. Trump would become a Trump in 2011, he mentioned a Mr. Clark in one of his prophecies. He mentioned mm-hmm. there would be a Mr. Clark who's supposed to get a message to the president. And Mr. Linwood, the attorney, believes that I am the Mr. Clark referenced in that prophecy. And therefore, he wanted to be on our show to share certain facts with our listeners. And if anybody listens to the Thrive Time Show featuring Lynn Wood, you can get that at thrivetimeshow.com. Everything he says is fact-based and mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this, it took me 22 pages of fact-checking to vet everything he said. It's 22 wow. pages of, mm-hmm. of everything is cited right there at thrivetimeshow.com. It's crazy.
Okay, so he sees you as a key instrument of God here. So break it down for us. What did he tell you specifically?
Yes, well, Kim Clement prophesied there would be a guy by the name of Mr. Clark mm-hmm. who, because of his prayers, would be able to get a message to the president that would influence the election. And people from all over the country keep emailing me and texting me, calling me, saying, "You got to, Clay, you're the guy in this video." Well, let me tell you, the first time I heard it, within an hour of receiving the message, I got an invitation, a personal invitation to the White House to attend a deregulation summit. Newsmax reached out to me and One America to share what I'm going to share with your listeners right now. Mm-hmm. And these are the big three ideas. One is that the models that said that 2.2 million people might die from COVID-19, those were funded by Jeff Bezos and Amazon. Okay, so mm-hmm. Amazon purchased 100,000 vehicles and auto-wrapped them that they did not need. Think about the foresight. They bought 100,000 vehicles and auto-wrapped them and had them ready to go for February of 2020. This is Amazon. They funded the Abdul Latif Jamil Institute in conjunction with Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the PCR tests, many of my friends are doctors. I don't know a lot of people that hang out with doctors, but I do. And the PCR tests, the COVID tests, are supposed to be calibrated at 17 cycles or 17 amplifications.
Mm-hmm.
And they're currently calibrated at 35 to 40 cycles. So what that means is it means you're driving your car and the speedometer is digitally telling you you're driving 400, but yet we're really just driving 20. So even though all the context around you would show, hey, if the world's most contagious deadly virus is having record cases, we should see a record number of deaths.
Yes, exactly.
But we don't. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is the models were fake, the PCR tests were fake, and now the CDC, just this morning, it's updated on the website, they now are calling for concentration camps for American citizens to be taken to concentration camps. And this is on the CDC website right now.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, how draconian are we getting here? And, I mean, it's one thing to deal with the one world government, but it's another thing to think that, you know, you've got communist ideals that are now coming into play. I mean, the CDC has this on their website now, Clay?
Yes. And by the way, if anybody will text me right now, text me directly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's 918-851-6920. 918-851-6920. Or you can email me right now, info@thrivetimeshow.com. info@thrivetimeshow.com. I'm going to read to you from the CDC website, and off air I'll send you the link as well. This is from the CDC website. I'm reading. It says, these are a potential concern, the potential issues that would slow down the process of isolating families. This is what it says. Even with community involvement, there may be a risk of stigmatization.
Mm-hmm.
Isolation, separation from family members, and loss of freedom and personal interactions may require additional psychosocial support structures and systems. It goes on to talk about, I'm just searching the document here right now. It talks about you need to be prepared for the amount of time. It's 6 months.
Wow.
To be separated from your family. This is several months. And it says the plan should be, it says, I'm reading here, consideration, plan for an extended duration of implementation of time, at least 6 months, separating you from your family for 6 months. This is on the CDC's website. So, again, the models were fake that said 2.2 million people might die. They're funded by Amazon.
Right.
The cases are wrongly calibrated. And now they're saying, if you don't want to go to the concentration camp now, you have to take this vaccine. Now, the vaccine, again, this is all at timetofreeamerica.com. The vaccine, I'm going to read this to you. The vaccine contains fetal tissue, which we know, but it's called luciferase. The technology is called luciferase. And the patent number is 060606. This is a cryptocurrency mixed with a nanotechnology that, when connected to 5G, can actually control your thoughts. And it sounds unbelievable, and nobody should believe me. Everybody right now should get serious. Just get sober for a second. Get focused. Write down my cell phone number, 918-851-6920. Text me right now. Overwhelm me with text messages. I won't sell you anything. I'm not trying to sell you anything. It's just, it's unbelievable. And I'm telling you, I just got off the phone today with somebody very close to the president, and the president does not know. And I do not want to have this conversation. I'm a business owner who's built multimillion-dollar companies. I thought I was a father of five with at the age of 40 who had kind of, you know, was kind of off the grid.
Right, exactly.
When they shut down, when the NBA canceled the Thunder game, I'm telling you, when the NBA canceled the Thunder game, the Oklahoma City Thunder game, it came to me like a ray of light. It was like pulled at me. I pulled an all-nighter, and we researched all of this. And it's been all fact-checked, and I've been talking about this on my podcast for 8 consecutive months now.
Wow.
And everyone's kind of, well, I don't want to, because remember, if you speak the truth, you're a racist, right?
Right,
You're a tinfoil hat. You're a conspiracy theorist. We've seen the left's language.
Right.
Well,
the fact of the matter is the people on the right and conservatives, Clay, it is hard for them to get their brain around all this stuff because the narrative that has been controlled by the mainstream media and others and political forces, the Democratic Party certainly, and social media, they've controlled the narrative. And if you don't go along to get along, you're cut off, you're invalidated. I mean, that's been their modus operandi. And everyday reasonable Americans, this is this is shocking to their psyche because they're thinking, well, I mean, I can get to the point where I'm seeing where forced vaccinations are around the corner, but concentration camps and all these other things, I mean, this is even more diabolical than you could even imagine.
Correct. And by the way, I want to make sure the listeners get this. And this is what Lynn and I spoke about. And I talked about this on my show, and Lynn discovered it to be true, okay, is that the Canadian-owned company called Dominion, they're the ones who make the voting machines. So everybody picture, there's four steps. The voting machines are made by a Canadian company. Step two, the Smartmatic software that is on the voting machine, that is created by communist Venezuelans with close ties to Chavez and Maduro. Step three, your votes are then shipped to Frankfurt, Germany, on Amazon servers. There's Amazon again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is the votes are switched in Barcelona. But if we go back to the software Smartmatic, they share office space with George Soros. Now, check this out. When you had COVID-19, you went to the doctor and you said, I'm not feeling good, and they recommended Remdesivir. Remember that Remdesivir?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Remdesivir is $3,100 per dose. But guess who owns Remdesivir? Oh, yes, Communist China. And George Soros, they own the patent for Remdesivir.
Well, Fauci has a part of it too, doesn't he?
Yes,
on Remdesivir?
Right. Blow your mind. It's classified as a poison. It never made it through trials. That's what's killing people is the Remdesivir.
Isn't that what they gave our president?
The president took a thing called, it's called 4X. Oh, boy. It's Ben Carson took it. Regeneron. And it's Regeneron,
not Remdesivir. Yes, right. Regeneron,
yes,
right.
Regeneron, okay. And then it's called, the name of it, it is the Ben Carson. I just had the gentleman who treated him, and I'm so sorry I don't have it for your listeners, but if they'll email me, info@thrivetimeshow.com. I'm not a doctor. I just have all this fact checked here.
Right.
They can reach out to me, and I can share that with them.
This is incredible. Well, you know, Sidney Powell tried to present this, and maybe because, you know, she was saying the evidence was coming at her like it was coming through a fire hose. Maybe that she just didn't quite have it all together to where when they had that press conference, maybe she shouldn't have said anything or even presented, because at that point at the press conference, the people were saying, you know, where's the beef? I mean, show me what you've got.
Can I show you what we've got? If your listeners will email me, okay? info@thrivetimeshow.com. I hope they can sense the urgency in my voice. If we can, email the info@thrivetimeshow.com, I'm going to send them 23 pages that count over 7.2 million examples of voter fraud. So 7.2 million votes that were switched on 22 pages. This thing is crazy. It's all cited there. And by the way, you asked me a question. I want to answer it. It's called Oleander 4X. That's what the treatment that Ben Carson took. It was created by Andrew Whitney, and that's what the president took in conjunction with Regeneron. So
that's
the answer to that. And we did interview the founder of this product, Andrew Whitney, on the Thrive Time show.
Mm-hmm.
And it is currently they're fighting to get it through the FDA. Think about how corrupt this is. My good friend, Dr. Richard Bartlett, he's treated well over 1,000 patients of COVID-19 with budesonide.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a FDA-approved asthma medication with zero deaths. And what kind of people would ban you from taking treatments that have been shown to work? I'll tell you the kind of people. It's nefarious, sick people. So what I need everybody to do right now, if you can hear, because this is a bigger idea than me. Should I get hit by a bus? And by the way, I'm planning on it. I get more and more crazy emails the more and more I talk about this.
Right.
Everybody, we've got to make this famous. Not me. We've got to make the message famous that COVID-19, the actual models, those were fake, okay? The actual tests, those are fake as well. And now this call, the CDC, people replaced their trust in God. They replaced their trust in Jesus. They started to replace the thesis of the CDC. We said, instead of trusting Jesus, I'm going to trust the thesis of the CDC.
Right.
And the CDC is calling for concentration camps.
That's unbelievable. Clay, we got to leave it there and look forward to reconnecting so we can give our folks an update. He's the host of Thrive Time Radio Show, founder of Thrive15.com. Clay Clark has been with us. Clay, good stuff. Thank you so much. Be safe.
Take care, brother.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
When I was